Good afternoon. An unseasonably warm day in progress across interior New York and New England, with high pressure in control both aloft and at the surface. The surface high is an early season Bermuda high, creating a strong southwesterly wind flow. And as a result, that wind will push temperatures into the middle and upper 80s by the end of the day, perhaps even some lower 90s in a few places. Overnight, tonight, skies will be mostly clear. However, it will remain mild with temperatures back into the 60s. For tomorrow, the humidity will build in a bit, not to summer-like levels, but enough to be noticeable, and as a result, will push through some scattered cloud cover mixed with sunshine and temperatures surging into the upper 80s and lower 90s. A front approaching from the west could initiate a couple of thunderstorms in western and central New York, which could slide far enough east to produce a few showers and thunderstorms here by the end of the day. A few more scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Thursday night and first thing Friday morning as that front pushes through our region. Then the rest of Friday will feature increasing sunshine and a northwest breeze. So not quite as warm, but still very nice on Friday with highs in the lower to mid-70s. A high-pressure center will build in for the weekend, keeping it sunny and pleasant with highs around 70 on Saturday. And sunshine on Sunday will give way to some cloud cover as the next front approaches, but it will stay dry through the day on Sunday with highs in the lower 70s. That front will push through Sunday night and Monday with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures in the lower 70s to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across much of Iowa and into the southeastern parts of Minnesota and southwestern parts of Wisconsin. Storms are expected to initiate this afternoon across northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska and quickly move northeast across Iowa. Additional development is also expected to the south and east, perhaps into northern Missouri, and then spreading across eastern Iowa, northwestern Illinois, and southwestern Wisconsin. Wind profiles will favor supercells and the favorable synoptic setup, as well as increasing low-level shear and time of day, should yield a few tornadoes. Hail is likely as well, with the wind threat more dependent on storm mode, with the possible evolution of the activity into line segments rather than discrete cells. Rain and high elevation snows are forecast across much of the Northwest, Great Basin, and Northern and Central Rockies as an upper level low drops through the region. Several inches of snow, possibly up to a foot, will be possible across the mountains with winter storm warnings, watches, and winter weather advisories in effect. Once the upper low reaches the central Rockies tomorrow, the threat for severe thunderstorms and heavy rain will return for portions of the southern plains. Temperatures across the west will also be as much as 10 to 25 degrees below normal. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 25 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming, Stanley, Idaho, and West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy near 90, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the lower to mid 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low 47, the record high 89 set in 1977, and the record low 30 in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m., sunset this evening 8:13 p.m., 14 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, very warm today in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, very warm today in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, breezy, very warm today in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, very warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny, breezy, and very warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a bit more humid, a late-day thunderstorm possible, lower 90s. A morning shower Friday, then increasing sun, lower to mid-70s. Sunny and pleasant near 70 Saturday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Sunday, lower 70s. On Monday, scattered showers and storms, lower 70s. Then a mix of sun and clouds again in the lower 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.